2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
Hello, Mum. Hello.
Pretty Malik.
I have the weirdest obsession with bagels.
And Big Rossi.
Ciao, ciao. Bella, bella. Magnifico.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
I listen to you all every day in the morning, especially when I'm in the gym. And trust me, you guys are motivators.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, UAE. Just gone 6:04, Sunday, April 4th. It's Eddie in for Chris. Pretty Big Rossi. Good morning.
What's going on, Ed? Hi, all Pretty
good.
Malik.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Same to you.
Happy
yes,
Easter.
Happy Easter. Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, it's Easter and stuff. Happy Easter. Got some eggs.
Did you get eggs?
Yeah, we did a Easter egg hunt.
Oh, that's cute with the kids
around
yesterday.
The house. That was cute. That was nice.
Yeah. Did you get all of them?
I was in bed. But apparently the kids were having a great time.
What do you mean?
Like the kids got up and then they did a whole Easter egg hunt early in the morning with Liz.
Oh, and you were sleeping.
And I had to lie in. Yeah, it was great.
Check you out. I feel like you really have been on vacation.
Well, it's, yeah, because Liz is on vacation. It means that I'm on vacation too. It's a lot easier for me.
So is she working harder on her vacation?
No, she's just spending more time with the kids.
Aw, that's cute.
How was your weekend, Pretty?
It was great. You know, I went to Abu Dhabi yesterday for the first time since COVID hit.
Yeah.
Hadn't gone. I have to say, this country is just too good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The border crossing, I'm not exaggerating. This is not a Chris Fade exaggeration number. It really took me 5 minutes.
Just sat
in the car. It was like a few cars ahead of me.
Yeah.
There's so many lanes open. They are so quick and so efficient in trying to get everything done as quickly as possible to keep the lines moving.
Right.
You just have your, you know, test results ready.
Okay.
Do your part. Have your Emirates ID. Have your test results ready.
Mm-hmm.
Show it to the officers. They check it. Off you go. Like, it is so quick. I honestly was amazed.
Efficiency.
Yeah.
It's great when people are organized, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
There'll definitely be some people, though, who are not organized.
Well, yeah.
And I mean, holding up the queue, I imagine.
Yeah, of course. But that's the thing. It's they, I have to say, the authorities, the police are doing everything they can to make it as efficient as possible, which I think is amazing.
Hopefully soon that border will go. No need for it.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
But you know what? For the time being, if you're thinking about it, honestly, if you're like, oh, but Abu Dhabi, you got to do the test, you got to do all this, it's so efficient.
Okay, that's, yeah, because you know I'm the king of staycations,
yes,
right?
Yes, honestly, I think you need to next go into Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, just get a quick PCR test at home.
You can do that. I think you can do the laser as well, the DPI, which is really quick as well.
Oh, wow. You can do the laser, can you?
Yeah.
To go on a vacay. Oh, that's great. So, Abu Dhabi on my list again.
Okay, so next weekend, Rossi's going to be in Abu Dhabi. I know you did a staycation this weekend, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it was interesting.
It looked really fun.
It was, yeah. The accommodation was not what we're used to, actually.
I thought you said you were over the 5-star.
No, I was. It was good. I went on that lady's recommendation. In fact, I do have a bone to pick with her, so I may do that later on.
Oh, no!
Yes.
Okay, well, listen, it's a big show today because, did you hear? We're giving away a brand new BMW.
Oh,
just
yes.
A brand new one.
Just a casual Sunday morning on Virgin Radio. That's how we roll. That's going to be happening after 8. My gossip returns, the saddest news ever. Mm. Nala couldn't take it. I couldn't take it.
I saw this news and I was just thinking about you and Nala.
I had so many DMs this weekend from sad women around the world.
Who's dead? Someone dead?
It seems like it.
Waking you up
every morning.
Get up! The Chris Fade Show's awake at 6:08.
Awake at 6:08.
Wake up.
Powered by Adidas Ultra Boost 21. Introducing incredible energy return with Adidas Ultra Boost 21. Available in stores and online now.
Oh, sorry about that, Eddie. I was asleep there. Need a coffee.
Wakey.
Let's do Awake at 6:08 right now. I hope I pronounced this name correctly. Celeste or Celeste. Good morning. How
Celeste.
Are you? Celeste.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, we've got a note on the system here. It says, Celeste is driving from Ajman to Damak Hills for breakfast.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, we're actually going to the new Radisson Blue in Damak Hills for breakfast at Fire Lake Grill House.
What, is there a special reason as to why that specific place today?
Actually, we got invited to Radisson Blue for a staycation, but since I have a dog at home, I can't stay over at the hotel. So we decided that we would go to the hotel and go for the pool and everything, and then go back home, go back for my dog, and then go back in the morning at 5 just for breakfast.
Oh wow. My goodness. That is dedication.
That is a long way to go. Yeah. I was in Umm Al Quwain over the weekend, and it's so dog friendly, you know, Umm Al Quwain, this hotel.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, do you go there a lot, like Kite Beach Center and stuff with your dog?
We haven't gone there yet, but that's definitely on our bucket list.
Oh my gosh, you've got to go. It was amazing. People just bring the dogs down there to the beach, and you can just sit there and have food and stuff like that. It's like 75 dirhams to get in, but...
Oh, that's really decent, good. Yeah.
There's loads of dogs. Yeah, you'd love it down there. Go and check it out.
All right. I think I've been to the Radisson Red with my dog.
Oh, nice.
Is there a special relationship you have? Do you work for the Radisson? Like, what is happening here?
No, me and my fiance were actually bloggers. And we've actually met you guys on the Virgin Radio date night.
Oh, no way. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, we were there, weren't you?
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, well, good. Well, I hope you have a lovely weekend. And weekend.
Hi.
I hope you have a lovely week, should I say.
Morning.
Good morning. What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Etisham.
Etisham. Sorry. So, okay. So, you guys are going to go do your breakfast, and then do you guys have work later on today?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, so just breakfast, and then directly go back to work from there.
Oh, wow. It's going to be a long day for you guys. Enjoy it. Eat everything you can. Every last thing that you can. Make sure you enjoy it. And then have a good day at work. Thanks for listening.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you for picking our call up.
No worries. Most welcome. Wow, what a day they have.
I know.
What's up? Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
This is so exciting. The first trailer of Space Jam, A New Legacy, is finally here. We have been waiting so long. Obviously, the original came out, I think it was in 1996 with Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
An iconic movie that we all love. And now LeBron James is going to be taking over the main role. And he's on a mission to save his son. Here's a little bit of Space Jam.
Welcome, King James. I am the king of this domain.
This is the Serververse.
What'd you do to my son?
Where's Dom?
The only way you're getting your son back is if you and I play a little basketball. Pete, send this clown to the rejects.
Wait.
What is this? I'm a cartoon?
What's up, Doc?
Oh.
It looks so good. It comes out in July this year, finally. And wow. Did you guys see on Chris's Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
He did something so cool for the... It was the worldwide release of the first trailer.
Okay. Right.
So if you haven't seen it yet, go to Chris's Instagram. He went up to the Burj Khalifa.
Okay.
And made a shot... with
is
the
it
basketball.
On his Instagram now?
Yeah, yeah. Go
is
check it out.
From the Burj Khalifa.
From the Burj Khalifa.
What?
From the top. You have to go check it out. That is like so cool. What a cool video. And I guess to be associated with Space Jam as well, I know that's a huge deal for Chris. He loves Michael Jordan. We all know that. So,
yeah.
And of course, he's a big fan of LeBron James as well. So did you see it?
I'm watching it now. Yeah, it's great. Go and check it out. Chris Faye. Chris with a K. Couple of questions.
Yeah.
The first Space Jam, I'm sorry to say, I haven't seen it.
Wow.
Right?
We need to get you to watch it.
What's the storyline there? Why do they play the game of basketball?
So Michael Jordan decides to retire in the first one from basketball. And he's playing golf and he gets sucked into the world of Looney Tunes.
Okay.
And he's stuck there with all these other players.
And he has to play to get out.
The only way they can get out is if they win.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the next thing is, which is awesome, is the Space Jam original website is still there from the 90s.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I think you can go on there and it's like, it's the same website from the 1990s that's been there.
Yeah. It's like one of those like cult classics.
Yeah.
You know?
I literally watched it with my kids last weekend.
They must
and
have
they
loved
enjoyed
it.
Now if I tell them that there's a Space Jam 2,
yeah,
they're going to be super excited.
Oh.
It's going to be so good. Again, that's coming out in July, so definitely looking forward to that. The cast of Friends. Finally, guys, after over a year of talking about this, this is the week they get together to film this reunion.
It's finally happening.
It is finally happening.
Wow.
Can we please, everyone, cross your toes and fingers so nothing goes wrong and they can film this thing? If you didn't know, the entire cast is getting back together. It's going to be interviews. It's not like an episode or anything like that. They're just together talking about the show. But David Schwimmer, a.k.a. Ross, kind of hinted that it may be something else because he said they're all themselves. There's no characters or anything like that. But there's one section of the entire special that no one has been told about. And they can't give away yet. So we have a feeling that maybe it'll be like, where are the characters in 2020 or 2021?
Okay.
Maybe. It would be so great to see them in character again. So that's going to be filming, and then hopefully it'll be out later this year. And finally, as I said, the saddest news that was announced this week. Don't play the music, Eddie. It hurts. It hurts.
What is it? So who's someone died? Go on.
No one's died.
What is it then?
The Duke of Hastings, His Grace, Reggae Jean Page.
Oh, no, not him.
Will not be returning for season 2 of Bridgerton.
Oh.
We all thought it was an April Fool's joke, but no, folks, they posted this news on April 2nd, not April 1st. It was made over the weekend. Even Kim Kardashian was shocked by the news. She commented on the post. He's just not going to be in it. Apparently, it was always going to be that way, that Reggae Jean was not going to be a part of season 2. Because if you don't know, the series Bridgerton on Netflix is based on a series of books.
Yeah.
Okay. Each book focuses on different characters. So season 1 was Reggae Jean, his character Simon, and Daphne. Season 2 is going to focus on another Bridgerton character named Anthony.
Okay.
So he's just not going to be in it. And he said, it's been an absolute pleasure and privilege joining this family. The connection on and off screen with our cast, our crew, all the incredible fans has been like nothing I could have ever imagined.
That is so sad. It is so, so sad. After 25 years, the original Space Jam website has been replaced.
Rossi, we are talking about Bridgerton. We are not talking about Space Jam.
So sad. Sorry.
Rossi.
Sorry, what were you saying?
We're trying to mourn the
No
exit.
One cares. He's got a head like a thumb.
You go to, oh yeah, no one cares. Go to Chris Fade's show right now and look at the comments under our post.
I don't know. I was talking to Liz about him yesterday, actually. She likes him.
Yes, everyone likes him.
I said, he's got a head like a thumb,
no,
Liz.
No, he doesn't. Well, I don't know what's going to happen with that character, so I guess he's never coming back.
Well, there you go, pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries. We need to do a classic Chris Fade prank phone call right now.
We do indeed, yeah.
And this is a Chris Fade / Tommy prank phone call, right, Ross?
Well, what happened was our printer's not working here in the offices. And I thought, IT. And then I reminded myself of this prank. This is when little Tommy, Chris's alter ego, calls up an IT company because he's scared about the movie It.
Yes.
Remember the movie It?
Yes, the movie It. Now, Tommy is, I think, around 9 years old. We're never too sure.
Yeah, we don't know.
You can't really tell. But this is Tommy, a.k.a. Chris, calling up an IT company.
Morning. May I help you?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Is this It?
No, ma'am.
I'm a boy. My name's Tommy.
Hi, how are you, Miss Tommy?
Mister.
This is not IT, ma'am.
What? I'm a boy.
Oh.
My name's Tommy. I'm 11.
Oh, Mr. Tommy, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, Tommy, I help you.
I got this number. They said this was the IT, It, and I'm very scared, It, of it. My mama, we went to the movies, and my mama made me watch It, and now I'm afraid of clowns, so I thought I'd call you guys because you could fix it, because you fix everything, It.
Oh, you saw the movie It.
Yeah. I was very scared. I was trembling.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So you guys are information technology. You guys do IT. Computers. It.
Yes.
Yes. So do you have someone there that can come and fix me? Because I watched It and now I'm scared. So have you got someone that knows all about it? They told me that you are the specialist. You are the specialist when it comes to it.
Oh, I'm sorry. We cannot help you about it, sir.
But I'm scared at night when I go nanny, when I go sleeping. I'm very scared, and I need someone to come. Could you send someone over from your department and fix me?
Are you joking?
No, who's joking?
I'm so sorry, sir. I cannot help you with that.
Is this IT?
You're mentioning about the movie, right?
Yeah, It. I went and watched It.
Sir, I'm so sorry. I cannot take too long on the phone. You're joking. Sir?
Hey, it's Chris Fade from Virgin Radio.
Oh, hi, Chris. I know. I knew it.
Oh, she's lovely.
Money. Take your money. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
A big thank you to RackBank for showing up every single morning at 7:10 and giving us 10,000 dirhams to give away. Check out the RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. You can earn up to 40,000 Skywards miles per month.
I love that. That's awesome. Yeah. So thousands of people are trying to get through to the Chris Fade Show's pop quiz right now. Only one person can succeed, and that person is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Yes, I'm so happy.
Well done, mate.
What are you up to?
Yeah. Well, I'm on my way to work right now.
What do you do?
So I work for Emirates. I've been trying to get through for, I would say, the last year. So today's starting off a good day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Are you on ground? Are you flight crew? What's the deal?
Yeah, I work for, as cabin crew with Emirates. So,
oh, nice. No way. That's so cool. Where are you flying to today?
I'm actually just going in for a training, so not actually taking off. But yeah.
Are you going to that like airplane looking building by Gahu Bridge near there?
Exactly.
Yeah, it looks like a cool office.
Exactly. So you know it.
Yeah.
It's a cool building. There's a lot of cool things in there. We just get our training done. We get ready for the work.
That's the coolest thing in your building is the there's a Costa Coffee. Is that still there? The views.
The Costa Coffee. Yeah, it's amazing. You overlook the airport. It's really nice.
It's so cool.
It's one of the biggest Costa Coffees, actually.
It's
in Dubai.
So cool.
Have you been in the building?
Yeah, so I had a friend who used to work for Emirates, and my dad is also cabin crew for another airline. So we took him there to kind of like show him around because obviously, you know, airline stuff, he just loves it. So we went out and we just looked out at that view, looking at Dubai.
Oh,
just
gorgeous. Anyone allowed in then?
I went in. We did it through my friend who works for Emirates. Off. Yeah.
Kevin, if I be your friend, can I be your ID 90?
Stop it.
100%. I'll sneak you in.
Kevin, don't do it.
Let him win today.
You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
If you give me the answers today,
Well, Kevin, listen, you get Rossi some ID 90s. Give him ID 50s. Don't give him the 90s. Come on, don't be that nice.
No. ID 50. Let's get me winning the 10 grand and I'll give you
exactly.
Let me just change a few questions here.
So I've got 10 questions in front of me. Each of them are 100 dirhams each. You know this. You've been trying for a year to get on the pop quiz. Just remember, if you don't know an answer, just say pass, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, good luck, Kevin. Your 60 seconds on the pop quiz starts now. In the movie The Martian, where does Matt Damon get stranded?
Mars.
Which Canadian rock band had a hit song with How You Remind Me?
Pass.
What is the capital of Germany?
Berlin.
Snoop Dogg featured in which 2010 song by Katy Perry?
Pass.
What is the sequel to the movie Independence Day called?
Independence Day 2.
The rapper Drake was born in which country?
Canada.
Who sings the songs Wrecking Ball and Prisoner?
Miley Cyrus.
Who plays Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Johnny Depp.
What member of the Black Eyed Peas released the album The Duchess?
Will.i.am.
What came first, TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Which Canadian rock band had a hit song with How You Remind Me?
Pass.
Snoop Dogg featured in which 2010 song by Katy Perry?
Pass.
Ooh.
Unlucky.
Not the 10,000, Kevin. You got 600 dirhams.
Okay. A great way to start the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty decent there. Which Canadian rock band had a hit song with How You Remind Me? It's going to kill you when I say it. Nickelback. You knew it.
You knew it, though.
You knew it.
I couldn't think fast enough, so yeah. A lot of pressure.
It is hard under the pressure. Snoop Dogg teamed up with Katy Perry for the song California Girls. Day Part 2 is called Independence Day Resurgence.
Yeah.
The Duchess would be an unusual name for Will.i.am solo album. It's Fergie.
Yeah, I was thinking Fergie, right?
Yes. Fergie.
I couldn't think of her name, so I said Will.i.am, hoping the question would come back.
Yeah, but you know what? You actually went through it really quick. If you're looking for a way to play the pop quiz, Kevin is the example. He did such a great job. Well done, Kev.
Well done.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Amazing. I love the morning show. You guys are doing a great job. Keeping us positive, so thanks a lot.
Thanks. Thank
you. We'll send this to Chris. Thanks so much. Oh, we've got, you know, millions of people listening right now. I just want to let you guys know that I'm going to buy breakfast for everyone. What do you guys want?
What?
Yeah.
What this you is guys, a first.
What are you guys okay?
Want? Yeah. I just want everyone to know, listening right now, I'll get it.
So this is the deal. Rossi will let the whole world know if he's paid for breakfast, for anyone's breakfast, because he just wants you to know.
Yeah, I'll get it, guys. I'll get it. What
he's
do you want?
Tight.
Gotta be. You gotta be in this climate. Pretty, what are you having?
I don't want anything.
Why?
I don't. You know me. I don't eat breakfast.
You've got to eat breakfast.
Depends.
It's
I'll see.
The most important meal of the day.
I'll see what I feel like.
But you give me a hard time for not having breakfast, though.
Yeah. You don't eat. Period. Don't. You don't start with food. You have the worst diet out of all of us. So
well, he
don't
looks
even
so
start.
Good. I want to try the Eddie diet.
The Eddie diet is eat at 4 p.m.
Is
and
it?
Then eat at 11 p.m. and Wait. Wake up for a breakfast show. I don't know how he does
what,
it.
What do you want? What do you want? I'm going to have an acai bowl. I think I'll have an acai bowl.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the old acai bowl. And
is that
nice
granola?
Latte.
Is that granola on top and bottom?
Yeah. Don't tell any of my friends about this, but yeah, it's the best ever. Granola on the top and in the bottom.
So you get the crunch twice.
And a latte.
And a latte.
Don't let people
is
know.
Is it a Spanish so latte fancy. Or a regular latte?
It's just a regular latte because the calories are quite high in a Spanish latte. So,
what's the difference? I don't know.
I mean, Eddie doesn't know.
Yeah. So what do you want? A croissant?
Give me a latte as well.
Oh, Eddie. Pushing the boat up
now
today,
now you really have to ring the alarm. Eddie Spaghetti.
Hey, he decided he's paying. Hey, let me try something new.
Splurging.
Oh, when it's my turn, you try all the expensive stuff. What's Nala having? Nala, you want
a thigh
the,
ball.
A thigh ball? What's one of them? And a thigh ball.
Well,
What do you want? Do you want anything? No?
No.
She
okay,
doesn't good. That's cheap for me. Okay, so Eddie's having a latte. I'll have a latte as well.
Do we? Is this necessary, by the way, to do this on the radio?
Yes.
Like, we could do this in this commercial.
No, it's fine. Latte, acai bowl. What do you want? Come on. I'm buying.
Honestly, I don't want anything.
Nothing?
I'm good, thank you.
Sure.
Water. Get a water.
I'm good. I got my water.
Okay, we'll give you a breakfast update in a little while.
Can't wait.
Gossip on the way next.
Yes, but I'm more interested in the breakfast. Virgin
Radio. Yeah. Pretty Malik gossip.
Okay, that was my favorite Justin Bieber song. And now Justin Bieber could be teaming up with BTS. It is a possibility. So this is a huge, huge deal. BTS manager, as in the company that, you know, has the artist BTS under them.
Right.
They're called HYBE. They were previously called Big Hit Entertainment. I can't talk. Big Hit Entertainment.
Okay.
They have acquired Scooter Braun's Ithaca Holdings for $1.05 billion.
Wow.
So that means now BTS, Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, all these artists are under one label, one management, one everything.
So the Koreans have bought...
Yes, the South Korean company HYBE has bought out Scooter Braun.
Wow.
So obviously Scooter Braun is still going to be in the picture.
Mm.
He's going to be on the board. They've merged together, so they're combining forces.
Mm.
This is a huge deal.
This is massive,
deal.
I think, for South Korea as well. Like, for the music, it's just going to live on longer, right?
Exactly, and it's a huge deal for artists like Justin, like Ariana, who are obviously big globally, but to break in into that K-pop market, have more opportunities to work with K-pop artists as well, and vice versa. I think this is a huge
deal. And those are huge, like, artists to be, like, all together in one.
Yeah,
so hold up, like Scooter Braun. Just
making the biggest money moves.
That is just unbelievable. As you say, he'll probably stay on the board.
Yeah,
though.
He is. He is still on the board. As we said, it's not like he's out of the picture. It is a merger. So when there's a merger, that means that it's a little bit of Scooter, it's a little bit of HYBE, all coming together to create this new kind of company.
What? Because he could just sit back now and never work again?
Basically. Mm-hmm. But he's still going to.
Unbelievable, that.
Well, let's talk about two of Scooter Braun's artists right now. Demi Lovato and Ariana Grande, they have teamed up for a brand new song. It is called Met Him Last Night. This is on Demi's new album, but this was actually written by Ariana. Here is Met Him Last Night. I seen the devil, yeah, I met him last night. One conversation, now it's
the
One that could be so deceiving. Boy, you were my only vice. I never feel this way. Told me no message, I'm leaving. Boy, you just gave me a reason. Oh, I never thought
I'd leave. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, two powerhouse voices.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, who decides who does, like, all the parts.
Always Ariana.
But it's Demi, too.
Yeah, I know, but Ariana is the queen of the...
You love Ariana. You love Ariana.
She is. She's great.
Okay, and finally, Rossi, let's talk about your favorite person, Piers Morgan. So, he... if you forgot or didn't know, Piers Morgan left Good Morning Britain. He stormed off the set after he made some comments about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's interview with Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
If you missed it, this is what went down.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No, no, no.
Sorry, no. Sorry.
So, do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash him, maybe, not my own.
No.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't
this
do this.
This is absolutely diabolical behaviour. I'm sorry, but Piers spouts off on a regular basis, and we all have to sit there and listen.
Mm-hmm. Now, that happened. Now, on April Fool's Day, Piers announced that he's going to be back on Good Morning Britain. That is a lie. Mm. He's not given his job back. But we will see him on TV again. He will be speaking to Tucker Carlson on Fox News about his exit.
So Piers Morgan was banished from television for asking a simple question. How is it that the most privileged people in our society get away with posing as the most oppressed? And for asking that, of course, they crushed him. They took his job away. On Monday, we will speak to Piers Morgan for his first wide-ranging on-camera interview since he was canceled. We'll have him on our new show, Tucker Carlson, today as well.
Hmm.
Now, the comments that Piers made on Good Morning Britain on ITV saw a record number of complaints delivered to the TV watchdog in the UK.
Right.
It was a big deal, right?
Yeah, everyone was complaining about it.
Do you want to see Piers Morgan back on a talk show? Would you want to see him?
I'm not a fan, really, but... if he gets the numbers in, I think he'll get a job, definitely.
Well, he's very controversial, right? That's why people want him.
Yeah, people like love to hate him, and they want to hear what he's saying, basically. So.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting interview. Of course, you know I'm going to have everything you need to know from the interview this week.
It's amazing, isn't it, how like two people quitting the royal family can just...
can cause all of this.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? Like, I have to say, I feel like Piers is milking it. You know, he talks about how Harry and Meghan are using their spotlight. Yeah. They want private. They're trying to do this. I feel like he's doing the same thing. He's using them to gain an advantage to get publicity out of it. So
definitely.
What's the difference?
Yep. Anyway, hit us with the attack, pretty.
Peace out, home fries. So I've done something really silly.
Go on then.
Cost me a lot of money. Well, not yet, but it will. Okay, so last night, yesterday I went to Abu Dhabi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brent and I went together.
Yeah.
We were doing an event together. Mm. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
On the way back, I dropped Brent off, and I dropped him off at his apartment, and as I was leaving, right, there was a car in front of me. I had to go through, like, a hotel to get out, like a hotel parking area to get out. And there was a car in front of me. Obviously, there's valet and everything that's going on. So I was waiting my turn. I saw, someone get out of the car. The valet driver gets in to take the car. I'm following the car. All of a sudden, the guy stops. And I can't get out anymore.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, come on, guys. I just want to get home. Like, why are you stopping the car? So what do? You put the car in reverse. And you try to figure out another way out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reversing. And I'm like in quick mode right now, right? Like, I'm like, come on, let's go home, let's go home. Next thing I know, all I hear is honking and a boom.
You've reversed into something.
I have reversed into another car.
Oh,
pretty.
No.
What an idiot I am. I am an idiot.
Oh, this is not like you at all.
I am stupid. I admit it. I am an idiot. My car is quite big and it's high.
Pretty's got a big Chevrolet.
I got a big truck.
Oh, wow.
The other car was, I guess, closer to me because we're all standing in this lane to get out.
Yeah.
I did not see that car behind me. And me, being the stubborn person that I am, refused to look at the cameras and the technology that is provided in my car for these types of situations. I'm like, nah, I'm going to do old school. I look in my rear view mirror. Oh. No, dummy. The camera's there for a reason because you drive a big truck and you can't see everything.
Couldn't see the little car behind.
And I rammed straight into it. My heart went into my throat. I thought I was going to pass out because I was so scared. I walk outside because I'm like, oh, this is the last thing you need, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got to get
expenses to fix.
I hope Brent's giving you half, by the way. You're dropping him off.
Brent has no idea this has happened so far. So he's probably sleeping now. He still doesn't have any idea what's going on. So I backed out and I walk outside and I'm just like, are you okay? First question is to the driver, yeah. Are you okay? Is everything okay? Next question, is your car okay?
Yeah.
So he starts inspecting his car. What a lovely guy he was. All the hotel staff comes over. Now everyone's staring at me. Uh-oh. And they're like, oh, look at this. Obviously, tiny little girl walks out of this big truck. And everyone's looking and they look at the car. Luckily, nothing happened to his car. Everything was fine.
Okay.
No, no. He's like, no problem at all. You're fine. You're good to go. I was like, are you sure? You want my information? Take it down. Mm. No problem. Give me a call later if
you've
see something.
You've got to report it, right?
And he's like, no, everything is fine. His car, literally not a scratch.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. On his car. Nothing.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
My car is a little bit of a different story.
What do you mean? There's is it damaged?
There's a little bit. There's a little. It's not that big. There's a little bit of a crack.
How little?
It's crack? Little. You can't see it.
It's a crack.
You can't see it. You can't. If I didn't tell you, you wouldn't see it.
Really?
I promise.
Well, I'm going to go and inspect it.
It's going to cost a lot to get fixed, I imagine.
Don't say that. I have to go and do this now. I have so many. I'm already like moving. There's so many expenses. I can't. Why am I so dumb? What an idiotic thing. I was so angry at myself driving home. Like, you stupid person. Why would you do this?
Oh my gosh. What did Jeff say?
I didn't tell him yet.
What? So I went away to the weekend. For the weekend, I went to Umm Al Quwain on a recommendation by a lady who joined us on the show on Thursday by the name of Lena. Hi, Lena. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
You wondering why I've got you back on the radio this morning?
I'm hoping it's to say good things.
Lena, all we know is that he said he has a bone to pick with you, so I don't know what's gone wrong here.
So we stayed in that hotel that you recommended, the Flamingo... Uh-huh. What's it called? Flamingo
okay.
Beach Resort. Mm-hmm. It was it was nice. You said don't expect like a sort of five-star sort of vibe. Yeah. And I was like, okay, so I was fine. I enjoyed the hotel. You said to try the crab hunting, right?
Yes.
Now, in my mind, when you say crab hunting, I thought to myself, oh, it'd be nice. You know, you get on to the beach, they give you a net.
Yes.
And then you catch some crabs, and it'll be great with the kids, and then you let them go.
Yes.
So we got there. They said, okay, put these shoes on. I was like, all right, shoes, that's a bit weird. Why are we putting the shoes on? Then get in the boat. Okay. We stopped, I'd say, 50 meters away from the beach on the mangroves on the island across the way, right?
So you're in the middle of the water.
Yeah. Get out. Okay, get out. What? We're into our knees in water, walking around. Hold this light. And then they give us a fork.
No!
They give us a fork to kill innocent crabs, Lena. My children watched me as I stabbed crabs to death. Is this your idea of a good day out? Stabbing innocent crabs? Lena, what did you recommend me to do?
I'm dying. Okay, so first of all, maybe I should clarify one point. I've never actually been.
Oh my gosh.
That is the best thing you have said, Lena. I love you.
Sucker, you fell for it.
I wanted to go last year, but then COVID happened, so I couldn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I did know that there was the hunting and dining involved. Maybe I failed to mention that part. You're supposed to eat what you catch.
But Lena, I mean, when we spoke to you, you said crab hunting. I mean, it's implied.
Why would you hunt them?
It's implied in the name.
Come on.
You're hunting.
Like, I thought to myself, exactly. I'll catch them in a net and I'll let them go. Not stab them and then see all the juice come out.
It's not crab, I don't know, looking and setting back.
Yeah.
It's crab hunting.
Like, I felt so bad. Honestly, I was killing innocent crabs. I did it, and then I ate four crabs afterwards.
No, you didn't. Oh! This past year has just been so different and unprecedented in all ways. Obviously, we're dealing with something that's very serious, very real, the coronavirus.
Yeah.
We talked about numbers. We always talk about numbers on the show. We're trying to our best, I think, in this country to kind of control the numbers, bring those numbers down, get everyone vaccinated, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, we have been living a very unusual past 12 months. Things have definitely not been normal. And I kind of want to talk about that side of things. You know, we understand the severity of the situation. But just living has been so different.
Yeah.
In-person meetings to Zoom meetings. not being in the office. Your home has become your office.
Yeah.
So many different things. Not seeing friends as often anymore. So I have a question to ask you. I think everyone is looking forward to getting out of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I get that. I'm with you. I want to be hugging people again and out at concerts and events. But what will you miss about the pandemic? Something that we've done over the past year that's become a habit or that you actually enjoyed and you didn't realize you enjoyed before. 04-871-5544. What will you actually miss about these past 12 months, the way that you've been living once this is, I guess, all over? 04-871-5544. Would love to hear from you. Rossi, what would you miss from the last 12 months?
Two things. Banana bread is one. I've learned how to do that and enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And the second one is, as I'm quite an awkward person, you know, when you greet someone and you're hugging and all of that.
Yeah, yeah, you're not good at that.
So I like the fact that we're not doing that now.
So you just have to wave and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like, if we were to come out of this pandemic and people started hugging each other again,
you'd be awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
So I'll miss that, you know, that you don't have to hug each other.
Eddie, what would you miss from this unusual pandemic?
I think two things as well. First thing would be the empty roads.
No charger traffic
is just the best ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the next thing is having an excuse not to meet someone.
Oh.
Because you go like, do I really want to meet them? You know, so nowadays you can say, oh, pandemic, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't.
Get out of things.
Yeah,
that's true.
Get out of things.
That's so true.
Now you wouldn't have an excuse.
Okay. 04-871-5544. What would you miss about the pandemic? An unusual question. New Girl Nala, do you have anything that you would miss from this past 12 months?
I will miss wearing masks.
I think you're probably the only one saying
you'll
that.
Miss
just because
wearing...
in the office, I'm too lazy to put on makeup and like going outside. So this kind of shows that I'm presentable without being presentable.
Okay, there you go. I just want to hear from you. In the past 12 months, our lives have completely changed. What would you miss
about
living?
How about you,
pretty? Me?
Yeah.
Sweatpants. I have survived on sweats and sweatshirts and sneakers and shorts for the past year. I don't think I've put a dress on in a very long time, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Naja, hello. Naja, how are you?
Hey. Good morning, guys. Very good.
What will you miss from the last 12 months?
I'm going to miss work-life efficiency. Working from home made everything amazing because you could multitask, do your personal stuff, work, and there is no like distraction at anything. You can do your tasks at home, and you do your personal stuff. Sometimes you need to take the like pets to the vet.
You need
to pick something in the house. Like it will not take you time, but if you are at work, you will be back by 6, and you are done.
Yeah.
You will not do it. So this is so amazing.
I think it's a great way to sort of operate, isn't it? Like if your employers trust you and stuff like that and work from home.
As long as the work is getting done and your work productivity is happening and the business is running fine. So that's interesting. Now, what's your work policy right now? Do you have to go into the office?
Actually, yeah, we are back fully to the office, working back. But still, I mean, flexibility is there.
Oh, that's good.
I would say that's what I'm going to miss.
There you go. Thanks, Naja, for your call. Working from home, you're going to miss that.
We've got Lo on the line. Hello, Lo.
Hi there. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
What will you miss from this pandemic?
Okay, for me, I am going to miss not traveling.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Usually, everyone is waiting to get back on a plane. You're telling us you're going to miss not traveling?
Yeah, it's quite strange because I actually do a lot of traveling for work. Like every month, I basically travel.
Yeah.
So it's been nice to just be home and settled in, grow some plants and actually eat some stuff at home.
You're not a pilot, are you?
No. I do a lot of work out of the country. So
wow.
Nice to be settled in my own place and have a routine.
Yeah, totally. And I hope, you know, in the future, more stuff can be done online. You know what I mean? I think that's a good call. Thanks so much for that.
Thank you. Thanks.
Finally, Anna. Hello, Anna.
Hello. Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Anna. Anna, what will you miss from this pandemic in the last 12 months?
I've been not overcrowding elevators.
Packed in like sardines.
Like, oh my God. People learn to wait.
Yeah.
And who came first, go get the priority to get in.
Yeah.
And you're just not overcrowding and violating people's personal space.
You know Anna? Like, I think... I want to say most people, because there's still some people who haven't learned this word. Patience.
Yeah.
Patience has been the word of the last 12 months. You know it's going to take a little bit longer. You know you got to wait. You know? And we've all just kind of adapted to that. But that's so true. You know, having four people in an elevator and that's it.
Yeah, and you can actually say to people, take the next one and be rude.
Yeah. That's true. Hey, I'm right there with you. Thanks for your call, Anna. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
So there you go. I mean, I know the past 12 months, there have been tragedies. There's been all of that. But I think we've all learned a little bit of something that we're definitely going to carry on for, you know, maybe the rest of our lives. Like for me, I vote for sweatpants as being like formal attire.
Yeah. And banana bread for life.
Yes.
Virgin Radio 104.4. This is the Chris Fade Show. That's it for us.
We are out of here. Happy Easter once again. If you're celebrating today, is there going to be an Easter lunch for you, Rossi?
I'm going to have Easter eggs. I've got an Easter egg, a Cadbury's cream egg one.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to eat that, but I've got to go to the gym first.
Okay, gym first, Easter egg second.
Yeah.
That sounds like the plan.
We'll catch you later. Bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.